Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And with me is my special guest. Who are you, special guest?
I'm Billy's boy, Chip. Billy's boy. Brim.
Chip always used to be called, are you Billy's boy? Tell what happened in Hawaii.
Oh, well, there was a time in my life where Billy's boy wasn't that special to me, which
Really? It is now.
No, I don't mean not being your son, but just I was trying to make my own mark and my own identity. And I thought on the plane over there as we were going to play baseball, it was she hadn't been over there
where,
in a while.
Where'd you go to Hawaii? Yeah.
Honolulu. We were playing the University of Hawaii.
Who's we?
The University of Arkansas in baseball. And a guy was, we were having batting practice. It was pregame, and a guy yelled out way on the top of the bleachers, and you know you have your names on the back of your jerseys, and he said, hey, Brim. And so he's running down, and I thought, man, this is my first real fan. So I told the ball boy to go get a ball. I'm going to autograph him a ball. And as he ran down to the edge, he's going, Brim, waving his hands. And I knew I didn't have any relatives over here, so it's got to be a fan. And as he got closer and I autographed the ball, he goes, are you Billy's boy? And I about threw that ball at him. But anyway, that wasn't, not really. But I'm really glad to be Billy's boy.
And you know what? Sometimes,
what an honor.
When I go places and Chip said, Mom, someday they're going to say, they're going to introduce you as Chip Brim's mother. And no kidding, I go out to a lot of places right now and they say, are you Chip Brim's mother?
Oh, they're just being nice.
It's true, but they do. And I'm so thankful to God that he's called you and using you in such an anointed way.
Yes, thank God.
Right now. And that's you were with me when we took a trip out to Brother Oral Roberts in 2007. Now, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, Kenneth Copeland went to work and was a pilot as a 30-year-old freshman. I think that holds a record. Yeah, no, it doesn't. Shelley and I were having lunch with the lady who was Oral Roberts' secretary, and she said, here shows up Kenneth Copeland. And he's this little round guy, you know. And he knocks on the door to ask for the job of the pilot. And I told him, this secretary told Shelley and me this. I thought, oh, brother. Look here what he's done, this freshman guy. And she was said, no, you know, she was sending him away. And Brother Roberts stepped out of his office and he said, the Lord spoke to me. You have the job.
Huh.
So think about what was in that hiring of Kenneth Copeland as Oral Roberts' pilot.
The whole ministry.
The whole, oh, dear God, so many things. And Brother Roberts taught Ken Copeland about partners and partner letters. Mm-hmm. And Brother Kenneth Copeland told me that one day Brother Roberts threw a Bible at him across the table. And he said, what are these? It was a book of the letters, epistles, you know, in the New Testament. And he said, he opened it to the epistles. And he said, what are these? And Kenneth said, well, you know, Paul's letters. He said, yes, partner letters. They're written to Paul's partners.
Mm.
And nobody can do anything alone.
Mm.
And it'll put Philippians in a new light for you. It'll put Corinthians in a new light for you when you read the ends of it. And it has for me. I had to learn, you know.
Oh, I'm there right now.
Yeah, you're there right now.
I never asked for partners or anything. Partners have come to me, and I really appreciate it. We couldn't do a lot of things without them.
Well, Chip, you need some partners.
I know.
And let's just make that kind of a focus in this week. If you feel called to be a partner of Champions for Christ, now they're associated with Billy Brim Ministries, but everything that comes in for them goes into their own account.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you feel to be called a partner of Champions for Christ, write us this week at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or telephone us at 417-336-4877 and become a partner of Champions for Christ. Now, Brother Kenneth Copeland wrote a partner letter that really blesses me this month. And I fed on it quite a bit. And he said, and if you don't have it, you can call Kenneth Copeland Ministries or go online and get a copy. And he said, I am writing this letter only a few days after the dynamic homegoing of my spiritual father, Oral Roberts. As you can imagine, memories and thoughts of my time with him are flowing from my spirit. When Jesus joined me to him 43 years ago, my life began to change drastically. I'll share some of those changes with you. And then he very succinctly put them. He said, when I arrived at ORU, I was desperate for Jesus' power in my life. And it has to come to that. For you to have the operation of power in your life, you have to become hungry. John G. Lake called it God hunger. And Kenneth Copeland was desperate. He called it desperation for Jesus' power in his life. And he talked about he traveled with Brother Roberts, of course, flying his plane, and he went to the crusade and the tent meetings. And he said some of the things he said, I saw every kind of a miracle one could ever hope to see. Imagine that. And the first thing that was driven home to me by Brother Roberts was John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So this is what he says he learned from Brother Roberts. God is a good God and the devil is a bad devil. I saw it. I saw a line drawn right down the middle of that verse. Jesus never does bad things. The devil never does good things. Period. Jesus came to bring life, God's life, abundant life. The devil is a thief, a killer, and a destroyer. And then from Brother Roberts' Fourth Man, I heard Brother Roberts say that famous sermon, you know, the fourth man in the fiery furnace. If you bow, you burn. If you don't bow, you can't burn. Whatever you compromise to keep, you will eventually lose. Now, here's another thing that Brother Kenneth Copeland learned from him. He just put these little succinct things, and he put them on a little card. I have a little card at home, and I'm keeping it on my desk to look at. And this is Brother Roberts. When the finances drop, there's a bottleneck somewhere. In every situation, there is a key issue that can only be seen through faith. Deal with that issue, and the rest will unravel. In another meeting, boy, this really got me, Chip. Actually, one of the last tent meetings, I suddenly realized that Brother Roberts used his faith on purpose instead of just, quote, hoping and praying that something might happen.
Yeah.
It hit me. He's using his faith the way a mechanic chooses and uses a specific tool on purpose. Brother Roberts said to me in the invalid tent, my first time to pray for seriously ill people, quote, don't touch them until you're ready to release your faith. Wow, it worked. You see, that's the woman with the issue of blood. She touched Jesus, released her faith, and the power flowed.
When he laid hands on my back, he didn't touch me right off. He was, you know, his hand was hovering over the back and not, you know, he said, well, there's nothing wrong with it here, and all the way through until he found it, and then he, you could hear him praying and
he released
his
it.
Faith, and then he touched it when he released it. Like a tool.
Yeah, like a tool.
It wasn't ready. And when it was ready, he released it.
Oh, glory.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that a little bit more. Bless the Lord. See if there's something else I wanted to read you here. The truth of the power of a faith-filled seed totally revolutionized my existence.
Have a need, plant a seed.
Right. Seed time and harvest has changed the way untold millions of believers conduct their lives. This is a quote from Brother Roberts. Don't ever try to accomplish anything without first sowing the seed.
I wonder what anything meant to him. Anything.
Anything? It is impossible to reap a harvest without the seed of faith being sown. Nothing exists on this earth that didn't come from a seed. Love Jesus first and more than anyone else, then you'll be able to love others like he does. Or Roberts. You cannot demand excellency from others and not demand excellence from yourself. Another. There's nothing too big for God. Expect miracles. They come by faith, not by accident. Jesus is my source, my only source. He supplies our every need. We ain't gonna be poor no more.
That's huge.
That's huge.
God is your source.
Period. God is your only source.
Only. Then that takes away a lot of worries right there.
Brother, remember Brother Roberts in that letter? We'll talk more about this letter later in the week.
Yeah.
He said, your source will do it.
Yes. So why worry about it? Don't worry about it.
Your source will do it.
Yeah.
Your part's faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Then something good is going to happen to you. Believe it and expect it. Praise the Lord. Those are Brother Kenneth Copeland's just put nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
But you know those nuggets, those sayings, they're forceful, they're powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
And they work in everybody's life.
Yes.
And Brother Roberts himself left Earth singing, something good is going to happen to me this very day.
And it did.
And it did. And we're going to be talking, Chip and I are going to be talking about our visit out to Brother Roberts tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about Chip's feeling that dunamis power of God in him. And then we're going to be talking through this week. God has given Chip a powerful, powerful message on the anointing. And Chip, what is it that he's put this to the test. He's put this powerful saying. It's a powerful saying, Chip, like these Brother Roberts sayings. Now, what is it that you have Rodney Clark say, great athlete, and others?
Well, I saw an interview with a certain athlete that was just absolutely, you know, tearing it up in the sports world. And they wanted to interview somebody who had a clue how's this kid doing this? And he said, I'm not familiar with the level he's playing on. And when I heard that, it shot in my spirit, it's time for the church to operate on a level that the world is not familiar with. And that just shot in my spirit. That's what we were created to do. Operate on a level that the world's not.
Exactly.
That's what Jesus did. That's what David did. That's what they all did. And God put that in each of us. And so it came to me when I said, Rodney, you're anointed to play basketball if that's what you believe God's called you to do. And he said, what do you want me to say? And I said, you got to say, I am anointed to play basketball on a level that the world is not familiar with, all for the glory of God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to make that tape. I'm telling you, those CDs and that DVDs, wherever I go and the people have heard it, it has changed their lives. So we have that.
Testimonies all over the world.
Oh, my goodness. All over the world. Amazing. And we're offering it to you today. Two CDs are normally $12. A DVD is $15 of Life's Victories Through the Anointing. And his book, Are You a Champion for Christ, is normally $7. Now, we're going to offer the CD or the DVD for $10. Take your choice. And then we're going to offer the book for $5. You can get his book, Are You a Champion for Christ? Or Life's Victories Through the Anointing, CDs or DVDs. Just call us at 417-336-4877, 417-336-4877. This is Billy Brim and Chip Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.